How do you feel?
I feel good. It's a good win for us.
What is the severity of this calf injury feel compared to 14?
Pete, it's hard to tell. It just happened a few hours ago, so I'll give you a better update on Wednesday.
What happened to Aaron in that play?
I threw a touchdown pass. And my calf started hurting me.
How did you get through the game?
Grip.
Is it the same calf as 14?
No. It's the other side.
Do you think you were compensating to kind of protect your left hamstring?
Possibly, yeah.
Did you want to stay in the game, or did was there any discussion on Mike's?
Well, we have four scores. There wasn't a discussion. They just came to me and told me they were making a change, and I wasn't going to fight him based on how I was feeling.
Aaron, so what's going on? I mean, you're very durable, but now you had the hamstring thing come up. Now you're dealing with this. What do you think's going on with you?
That's football. You know, you deal with injuries and I'd like to talk about the win. You know, you're here talking about my injuries. I'm not missing games, so. 1-3 in a row.
And that's a really good team that you beat there, and you guys have had some battles with them in the past. What does beating them in that fashion here at this stage in the season do for you going forward?
Well, we needed some help today and didn't really get it from some teams. So, luckily, we, did what we were supposed to do today and played well. But, you know, we got to keep winning. We need a little bit of help down the stretch.
Aaron, you know, the Indianapolis game, they get that kickoff return for the touchdown. The Tennessee game, they get the long touchdown run. In what ways is a game different when you guys are the ones with the big haymaker punch to start the game?
Well, it's a lot different. The energy is different. The feeling's different. I mean, obviously, our defense played excellent today with the 6 turnovers and 5 interceptions. But it obviously gives them confidence that we're going to hold up our end of the bargain today. And we did a good job today of, making the most of our red zone opportunities. I think we scored on all 4 of those down there. That was important, especially after turnovers, getting 7 there. As good as they are in the red zone was really important. So that was a good start. Devontae did a great second reaction there, great catch, broken tackle, and that got us going.
Just a few weeks ago, things were looking kind of bleak, and now you've won 3 in a row. You just blew out a good team. How does that change or affect your guys' just outlook for the rest of the season?
I don't know if it affects our outlook. I think, like I said, at 4-6, I felt like we had a lot of confidence, and it was close to clicking for us. Most of the people in this room probably didn't believe when I said I think we can run the table, but I was confident in our abilities and getting guys back from some injuries that we're going to start playing a little bit better, more of a complete game in all 3 phases, and we've done that, especially 2 of these 3 weeks, I think. But this was an important win for us confidence-wise. And then, I think it was a good statement to our fans as well to stick with us because there's a lot of football left.
Do you gain more confidence beating a defense like this?
I mean, it's December football. We've done a good job in the past of winning games like this at home. And this was another example of how important our home field advantage is.
Big ball to Devontae, and then the next series, the several back-to-back runs. You feel like the run game's about the best you've had in several weeks?
Numbers-wise, wouldn't say so, but I think we had some good runs there, in that second series and some timely ones. We kind of, shot ourselves in the foot a couple times with some boneheaded plays. But I think overall, the runs were a little more efficient. Kristen did a good job for us. But throwing the ball, we were very efficient tonight and guys made some plays.
The 2 runs were missed handoffs, the one with Michael and the other one. Did he go the wrong way on the first one? And what happened on the second one? It almost looked like you thought you had a back behind you.
I did thought I had a back behind me. Yeah, boneheaded plays right there. We just weren't on the same page communication-wise on the first one. And then on the second one, weren't exactly on the same page there with the play call and the execution.
Mike talked about this team is improving here in December and this month. Are you seeing that in practice, or are you seeing it in games? Where do you see it most?
Probably in the execution of the games. I think we've been, you know, playing better. I think it was there for a while. We just didn't have the consistency in all three phases. You know, when your defense is getting a bunch of turnovers, it obviously gives your offense a lot of confidence. And then, again, the way we started these last few games has definitely helped, help the energy on the sideline, help the confidence on the defense and us, and vice versa. So that's been important for us.
When a guy like Earl Thomas is out, are you more willing to take those strikes deep down the sideline?
Which ones? I mean, Earl's a great player, but they've had a good defense for a long time and plugged guys into different spots and been effective. Not necessarily.
How much credit can you give to the offensive line and what you were able to do?
Yeah, as much as I possibly can. Those guys have been playing really well. I'd highlight every single one of them, but Lane was a question mark for a lot of you guys starting the season. He's had a great season for us. Corey stepped in when JC went down and has played like a starter. TJ is an absolute warrior, dealing with his injuries. Brian, I think, has had his most consistent season of his career, and David has been a rocket left tackle. So those guys deserve a lot of credit. Holding the line of scrimmage, great job in the pass protection. We threw it not as many times as we have the rest of the season, but just one sack against that good defensive line, and when I actually had to hold it a little bit longer on that one, it's probably on me there. So it was a great job by them.
Aaron, Mike had said a couple of weeks ago that the glaring hole on this team is the turnover differential. Obviously, that turned today. Is that something that once it turns, do you think can carry over, or is it a one-day deal?
I know Mike's really happy about that. That's a stat he always talks about, and he actually mentioned it in the locker room after the game as well. So you don't expect to be plus six in a game like this, but it obviously helps the plus-minus ratio, and it's been a big part of our success over the years, so it's nice to be back in the positive or even whatever we're at now.
Aaron, you and Jordy are in the record book now as top touchdown passes. Just how automatic is he down there in the red zone?
I'd say he's fairly automatic. I think he's been a consistent player his entire career, and he's a smart player. On the second touchdown, he was basically pointing me where to throw the football. So, that's a smart football player right there, and a guy who's played at a high level for a long time, and I'm fortunate to be able to have played with him and connected so many times.
What do you think of your playoff chances now? You still don't actually mathematically have your destiny in your own hands. What do you think your chances are?
I'd say strong to quite strong.
Satisfied night to night after a big win at home. But then you know what's ahead of you the next week for training.
Yeah, we got three division games coming up, two on the road, and then Minnesota, obviously, on Christmas Eve. So, it's tough football in division. You saw today with the Detroit game. They had to score late to win, obviously. So, Chicago's playing better on defense and got some guys back, I think, from injury. So it's going to be a tough test. It's always fun playing at Soldier Field, and we look forward to getting down there and hopefully keeping this thing rolling.
Two more, for
what? Aaron, you've talked about the feeling you had about this team at 4-6. You talked about feeling like the offense was close to clicking at the time. But why did you decide to say that you thought this thing could run? You had to have a reason for saying it, because you could have just not said it. Why did you say that?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Do you have a reason or not? That's fine if you don't want to tell me what it was, but did you make a conscious decision to say that?
I thought it was important to state how I really felt about the team at that time.